You're listening to KTOO's Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And right now it's time for Arts Up with Nancy DeCherney. And you brought your friend Reggie Schapp with you today. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead, Nancy.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Reggie's here to share a little bit of news. There was a press release that went out this week with an announcement. Would you like to tell us what it is?
I am now the operation managers at the Jack. Basically, it's behind the scenes. I come in and I love to organize things, and that's going to be my job, is to just help get everything organized with all the changes that's been happening and make sure we're not missing anything.
She's going to fix everything that's broken.
Wow. It's a tall order, but I'm confident you can handle it.
It's very exciting. And I suppose that means there'll be news coming forward from the people down the hall, because Reggie used to work down the hall. So,
that's right. Yeah. For a long time, you were the executive director of Juno Jazz and Classics, which is how I know you and like what I mostly know you from. So will you miss that?
I won't miss it because it's right down the hall. I mean, it's not like I'm going away forever and ever.
You'll still be involved.
Will let them come out with their own press release about who they've hired, but they found an excellent replacement, so I'm not at all worried about Juno Jazz and Classics.
Yes. That must be a relief.
Yes, it is.
Stand by.
Yes, yes.
So we do have a busy week.
Yes,
as
we do.
Always. It's tonight is Hamlet for Dessert at 7:30 over at McPheeters Hall.
Ooh.
And I hope everybody's gotten to see Hamlet. It's wonderful. I went to see it last weekend, and everybody dies in it.
Spoiler alert.
But, you know, we knew that to begin with, right? But this way, tonight, you get to see how they make the ghost work and how the sword play. They do a big fancy duel in there, so you get to see how they make sure nobody actually gets hurt.
Gets stabbed.
And in the meantime, you get to have dessert and coffee. So you can get tickets and head on over there. We have Friday's the block party, of course, and we have fire on McGinnis. There'll be the food trucks, games, all that sort of stuff. And we're thinking indoors because it's looking rainy.
Yeah,
that's what they say. And you've already mentioned the tiny post office concert with Radiophonic Jazz.
Well, they'll be on tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
But it's going to be cool.
Stand by for that.
Yeah.
And so you get to see that. This is your last weekend to see Hamlet. So you got Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday matinee.
And you're not the only one who's been giving it rave reviews.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really spectacular. I would like to put a little plug in. On Saturdays at 10 and at 2, we show the Anyak Sani Noble People of the Land video over at Centennial Hall. It's free. And if you didn't get a chance to see it, it's really a wonderful opportunity to get some history about our neighborhood and about Juno, told by people who you know. So it takes some time to come over and see that. We'd be showing them every Saturday at 10 and at 2.
And is this connected to the name change of the district or
no,
our neighborhood?
I mean, it predates that, but
yes.
It is good to know that it's all part of it. We did this thing in March of 2018, I feel like. Time flies when you're having fun. But anyway, it was the Ping Chong.
The storytelling.
Yes. That came by.
Mm-hmm. It is a lovely production.
Yes. It's really interesting. So you got a wildlife cruise with the Volunteer Flyer Department on Saturday at 2. And Maud Carousel has two performances on Saturday of Decadence, 7 and 10 p.m. That's at Centennial Hall. And I think you just already have talked about the drag shows.
Gigi, yep. And Decadence. We got that covered.
Got them all in there. Sunday is Artists of All Nations from 1 to 5 at the Jack. That's a free opportunity to just come and do your arts and your crafts with other people. It's really fun to sit and talk and see what everybody else is doing. Pickleball on Monday and Tuesday from noon to 2 at the Jack. So let's see. There's a presidential debate watch night on Tuesday. It sounds like a vigil of some sort.
Where is this vigil taking place? Hopefully somewhere with a bar.
It's unfortunate. Well, it's at the Valley Library.
Okay. Well, that's much more appropriate.
And it is. It's the Democratic nomination. There's a whole bunch of them. So, and there's the Veterans Appreciation Dinner coming up and a book club called Dare to Lead. That's Wednesday from noon to 1. And there is, let's see, another Democratic watch party, number two, at the Downtown Public Library on Wednesday. There's a Harry Potter birthday celebration coming up at Hearthside Books. It's Harry Potter's birthday, and from 5 to 7 on Wednesday, there'll be all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. July 31st.
Yeah. So let's see. Now you can talk to Reggie some more.
Well, whenever Nancy brings the guests to Arts Up, I like to put them on the spot and ask them for their top five or top three events that they think sound great this weekend. Maybe something you're planning to, or maybe that you think sounds good, or maybe something that you think everybody should go to and go see.
Well, definitely the block party. A Fire in McGinnis is fun and raucous. And, I mean, who wouldn't love a rock and roll bagpipe, you know?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Pretty amazing. And then Hamlet. I'm going to go see Hamlet. The person who worked for us, Lily, is Ophelia, so we have to go support her, and it sounds wonderful.
That's excellent.
It really does. It sounds really good. So those are the top two I have so far, and then we're just going to be busy, busy all week long, so.
Lots of good stuff. Well, thank you both for coming on the show today. Thank you, Reggie, for introducing yourself and your new role at the Jack. And I'm very pleased for you. I think the Jack is very lucky to have you.
We are.
And Nancy, thanks as always for coming by and for giving us the highlights of the weekend. So I hope you both have a good one and enjoy yourselves. And we'll see you next time.
See you some at something.